This is NPR.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning, everyone. The UN Secretary General is on his way to Kenya to try to help end that country's political crisis. Ban Ki-moon will join his predecessor from the UN, Kofi Annan, in Kenya to try to broker a peace deal between President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga. Meanwhile, violence in Kenya continues today. Another major opposition lawmaker has been killed. Reports say David Tu of the Orange Democratic Movement, or ODM as it's known, was shot by police at a roadblock as he was traveling west out of Nairobi by car. Another opposition leader, Mugabe Ware, was fatally shot Tuesday as he drove to his house in suburban Nairobi. The ODM party has accused Kenya's president, Kibaki, of stealing the presidential vote in last December's election. More than 800 people have been killed since then, and thousands of Kenyans run out from their homes. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a mosque today. That blast killed the deputy governor of Helmand province and five other people, wounding a dozen. Meanwhile, a new report says American and NATO forces are not winning in Afghanistan, and the country is in danger of becoming a failed state. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
Taliban forces can't win militarily, says a report by the Private Atlantic Council, but NATO troops also can't defeat the Taliban, as long as Taliban fighters have safe havens in Pakistan. The report was written by retired Marine Corps General Jim Jones and former UN Ambassador Thomas Pickering. The two men make a series of recommendations: the appointment of a high commissioner to coordinate aid, talks between Afghanistan and Pakistan to deal with border issues and the safe havens for the Taliban, also a larger counter-narcotics effort for Afghanistan's steadily rising opium production. The report says Washington is transfixed with Iraq, while NATO countries are indifferent to Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said there are real challenges in Afghanistan, but denied the country was in danger of becoming a failed state.
NPR's Tom Bowman. Getting an economic stimulus package passed may not happen as quickly as President Bush had hoped. Yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee approved a $157 billion economic stimulus plan that rivals the one agreed on by Bush and House congressional leaders. The President and Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, had hoped the Senate would just rubber stamp the plan they came up with so rebate checks could be cut and mailed to taxpayers by May. But the Senate wrote up their own plan. It's more expensive, extending unemployment benefits, and it includes a tax rebate for retirees. The Senate is expected to vote on the competing plans tonight. Finally, what do you get when you cross a straight-talking war hero and a hybrid-driving action hero? John McCain's campaign hopes it means a lot of votes. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to officially throw his support behind the Arizona senator today in support of his bid for the White House. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will appear alongside John McCain at a campaign event devoted to the environment. Schwarzenegger stopped short of endorsing the Arizona senator yesterday, but hinted his endorsement would be coming now that Rudy Giuliani, another Schwarzenegger friend, has dropped out of the race. Giuliani offered his own endorsement of McCain yesterday, calling the senator an American hero.
I'm hopeful that we can secure his nomination very soon so we can unite our party and then begin the process of uniting our nation.
A field poll released last week showed a close race in California between McCain and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. GOP candidates debated last night in California. The Democrats face off tonight. That is the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
I'm staying up late, by the way, tonight.
That's right. Oh, so you got drummed into a debate party, didn't you?
I don't know how this happened, but all of a sudden, because I have a new TV, if you haven't heard, I have a new TV, and I invited some people over, and it just kept growing and growing, and all of a sudden, I'm hosting a debate party. So when I can't speak tomorrow morning on the news, that's why.
Don't let them double dip those chips into the guacamole, Rachel Martin. Be very, very careful.
More on that later.
Thank you, Rachel. Mm-hmm.